Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. It's your favorite show without an intro, and we are live. So we just got done recording the Big Ten episode. We're into the SEC now. Sam, how are you doing today?
Good. Second episode tonight.
Yep. We're
First
trying
one
to.
ran for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're trying to bang this out for you guys. This episode's probably gonna be shorter than the Big Ten episode, just because, just from dominance and stuff like that. But
We're Big Ten guys.
yeah, so without further ado, let's get into the SEC. We're gonna start out at the bottom again, work our way up. We're gonna start with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt 2-10 last season. They got four offensive stars returning. Six defense returning. I got Vandy sitting at 3-9.
Yeah, sounds about right. They have Nate Johnson. Did you tell if you guys watched Utah last year, they couldn't move the ball, but they put Nate Johnson in to kind of run the option and stuff like that.
And he's very useful to use on the video game. They also got Diego Pavia from New Mexico State. Interested to see who gets the nod at quarterback. They got a new offensive coordinator in Tim Beck, and they lost all their receivers in the portal. Is their stadium construction done? I don't know, but
I doubt it.
I enjoyed seeing Vandy in the spotlight last year with their construction site of a field, but can't talk much when Northwestern's playing in a makeshift high school stadium down there
Yeah.
on Lake Michigan. But
Like Chicago.
oh. But yeah, that's enough Vandy talk. Let's go into who's another bottom team.
Arkansas.
Yeah, let's go into Arkansas. So looking at Arkansas, if I can find them.
Yeah, they lost a few guys in the portal.
Yep, they brought in transfer quarterback Taylen Green from Boise State. They've struggled to pass the ball. Honestly, dude, Arkansas 2 years ago, they were solid. And then
With
last,
KJ.
yep,
KJ
I,
was there last year too, right?
yep. Now
They
he's
could
off to
score
UCF.
a million points, but they can't play any defense. That's how they were last year.
And I think Sam Pittman's gonna find himself on the hot seat.
Yeah, I think it's about time.
Yeah. I got Arkansas sitting at 5-7 or 6-6 this year.
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of these SEC teams are going to be because the schedule is just so tough
Yeah,
now.
it's tough for these like mid-tier teams to get through that schedule.
Yeah.
So looking at Arkansas, 4-8 last year, four offensive stars returning, seven defensive starters returning.
They were like good for a 4 and 8 team though.
50% of their production on offense coming back. Yeah, that's what I got for the Hogs.
Yeah, I mean they return seven defensive starters, but only 40% of their production, so they're losing their better defense players. And the defense that was not already like not good already, you
Yeah,
know.
it's probably after this year, it's probably time to move on from Sam Pittman.
It might be rough sledding.
On to Auburn. Auburn, I got them sitting at 6-6. They were 6-7 last year, eight offensive starters returning, and six on the defensive side of the ball, led by Peyton Thorne.
Yeah, Michigan
Didn't think
State.
I would be saying that again this year.
I think they could be sneaky good.
Yeah, they could be better. 6-6 the floor, I think.
With
I think
Hugh
we're looking like
Freeze.
an 8 to 9 win as the ceiling. Really solid receiving core. Cam Coleman is a true freshman that people are raving about.
Yeah.
You got Robert Lewis coming in from Georgia State, another receiver, and then Keandre Lambert Smith from Penn State, and then the running back with Jarquez Hunter.
Yeah, where's he from again?
He's been there.
Really?
Yeah, he's that like really fast guy. He's kind of
Yeah,
short.
he's a short guy, yeah. I'm mixing him up with Woody Marks.
But Auburn could be sneaky good. They got Hugh Freeze down there now. And we know Hugh Freeze knows how to win some games in the SEC.
They were
Built
supposed to be
Liberty
really
back
bad
up.
last year, right?
Yeah,
And
and
they were pretty decent for what they were supposed to be.
so if they take a step forward, I think we're looking at 8 to 9 wins. Kentucky. I mean, who's Mark Stoops, right? No.
Yes. No. He's still there, right?
I was just making sure I got the name right.
Yeah.
I
He
think
was gonna leave for what, A&M, right?
there was talks about it, yeah.
But like it was almost like confirmed. And then he said he was going back to Kentucky.
So looking at this Kentucky squad, 7-6 last year, six offensive stars returning, and nine on the defensive side of the ball. They brought in Brock Vandergrift from Georgia at quarterback. I honestly think I thought last year they were going to be a lot better with Devin Leary, just watching from
Yeah,
NC
Devin
State.
Leary was a real disappointment
Yeah,
last
he's
year.
just they brought in Chip Traynham from Ohio State. I loved Chip at Ohio State, man.
Yeah, he ran hard.
I was sad to see him go.
But they coming off Ray Davis, they had Ray Davis last year. It was electric back.
Offensive line, I think solid. They have another playmaker though, Berrien Brown. He can kind of do it all. I
Yeah,
think
he's one of those Swiss Army knives.
they're gonna try and get the ball in his hands. And then their defense last year had a little stat, allowed more than 300 points in the season for the first time since 2016. So defense is gonna have to take a step forward after taking a step back.
And they're returning nine starters on that defense, so.
Yeah, like I said, they got one of the best linebacker units in all of college football. Solid defensive line and then secondary to complement.
That's like another team though. Like, yeah, they could lose six games or they can win eight or nine.
Yeah, they're like floor. The floor should be 6-6, but they could find their way into an 8-win season.
Yeah.
Mississippi State. I don't know how they're going to recover from losing Will Rogers, but 5-7 last year, only one offensive starter returning, two on the defensive side of the ball. And so the brand new offensive line, all from the portal. They got Blake Chapin from Baylor, the quarterback. They got a new offensive coordinator who came from Oklahoma State who says he loves to press the ball downfield.
If you watched Oklahoma State, they were trying to do that with they had the best running back in the country and Bowman at quarterback, and they were just throwing heaves down the field.
Jordan Mosley, Kelly Akahali from UTEP, and Kevin Coleman from Louisville will make up the receiving corps. Defense will probably struggle. I got them at 5-7.
Yeah, if that, I think that's their ceiling is like probably what's 5 and 7, 6 and 6.
So the Gamecocks, man. I love the Gamecocks. I truly do. But they gotta go through murderers, bro. They have a tough schedule.
Yeah, they do.
I got them either at 5-7 or 6-6.
Really? Damn. See, Sellers he's a really hyped up quarterback. They love him down there. I love Rocket Sanders from Arkansas.
Yeah,
That's a
he's
really good
solid.
pickup.
Harbor on the outside has really Olympic level sprinting numbers, but Beamer just hasn't utilized them in the right ways.
Yeah,
Even in
and
practice, I was watching him run like routes that a guy sitting at 6'5", 240, who is fast as hell, shouldn't be running. He should
yeah.
be utilizing his speed. Instead, they got him running like he's, yeah. So that's why I have the team has to stay healthy. And at SEC Media Day, Saban on the desk was like, South Carolina's not as far away as people think they are. They just need to stay healthy.
And
And
they have their almost their whole defense coming back, right?
Yeah, they have 9 defensive starters coming back and 3 on the offensive side of the ball. They were 5-7 last year. It's just, I love Beamer Bowl. Don't get me wrong. I love Beamer Bowl, but I think he needs to put his players in a better position to win games. And obviously, they need to stay healthy because if I don't think they have the depth to afford to get injured at certain positions.
I think like a lot of these teams are sort of similar where they could be like it this these bottom half of the teams in the SEC are going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting who comes out of it. But like South Carolina, they have to play Murderers Row. Like they
I'm
play
pretty sure they play literally everybody that.
at Kentucky, they play LSU, they play Ole Miss, they play at Alabama, they play at Oklahoma, they play A&M, they play Missouri, and they play Clemson.
Yeah, that's, I mean, this is a terrible draw. But if you
Yes.
can make it past the first like four games, I mean, LSU, who knows about LSU? You know?
Yeah.
Ole Miss, Oklahoma, we'll get into them, but I don't think they're going to be that great.
Yeah. So I don't know. I want South Carolina to do better than 5-7 or 6-6. I just don't think they're going to be able to.
Yeah.
I think they're 2 or 3 years away. And
That's
everyone
fair.
say it, Saban ha for Saban to say that, I think that has to carry some weight.
Yeah, for sure.
So they could come out a lot better than what I think. Let's go into Florida.
That's another team, man. They have a good like offense. On paper.
On paper, they do. But I
Yeah.
was looking at Florida's schedule and I was like, hold up. I know they go through Murderers Row, like back to back to back weeks. But to start the season, I could see them beating Miami.
Really?
Yep.
I'm
I could.
I already told you I'm high on Miami this year.
Well, with Miami's schedule, if Miami doesn't go 11-1 or 10-2, I think it's a disappointing year.
Yeah.
But say they make it through that first stretch into going into Tennessee, they're sitting at 5-0 going into Tennessee.
Then they lose the rest.
So I yeah, like I said, so say they go 5-0 going into that game. Still have them finishing 6-6.
They
But if
play
they go if
Tennessee, then Kentucky, then at Georgia, at Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, at Florida State.
Yeah, so if they don't start like hot, it could be a 2 to 3 win season.
Yeah, for a team that's really like not that bad.
Yeah, they got a solid O line. They got good receivers, Montrell Johnson Jr. at running back, good tight ends, and then you got Graham Mertz.
And if you never watched what's his face play, he's electric. That receiver. He was a freshman last year, Eugene Wilson. Yeah, he's really
Yeah.
fun to watch.
I think the offense is going to have to supplement the defense here because if the defense is on the field too long against some of these teams, those games are going to get out of hand quick.
Yeah.
So I have them starting strong, but struggling.
Yeah, they almost had, but they're one of those teams that can, like, you catch them at home or something, they can knock you off.
Yeah. I got, let's go into Aggieland. Let's go to Texas A&M. I got Texas A&M 8-4. Mike Elko taking over the keys after A&M paying Jimbo Fisher 75 M's to not coach football.
I like the Aggies this year. I think this is a year they finally like kind of take a step forward.
I thought that was going to be the first year after NIL.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I have no faith in the Aggies. I got them sitting at 8-4.
I like Elko. I have faith in Elko. And at Colin Klein at OC, I think is a good hire.
Yeah, how was Colin Klein's calls against Texas last year?
I mean, the second half they were great.
Yeah, how about that? How about that first half?
Well,
trying to run inside on Texas was kind of bold.
yeah, just the only good part of their defense. Let's run right at him.
Yeah, let's not attack that secondary or anything. What do you have A&M at?
I think they could. Let me go look at their schedule. Because, like, the SEC, it's all dependent on their schedule. Because some teams have, like, it kind of easy, and other teams, like, they play literally everybody. See, they open up against Notre Dame, dude. Like,
Yeah,
that's
that's a
tough. That's a loss, probably. Because I think Notre Dame has one of the best defenses in the country. And I like Riley Leonard. McNeese, win. 3, 4, 5. Loss. 6, 7. They could have 8 to 10 wins, I'd say.
yeah, that's why. Well, right at 8-4, that's what I got him at.
Yeah, I think they could. Their ceiling is 10, I'd say.
Tennessee, let's go down to Knoxville. I got the 9-3. I think Nico I is an upgrade from Milton. Just like
Nico,
Milton
I am a
had,
love, I am a
yeah,
lover or
yep.
whatever.
I think hopefully Brew McCoy can stay healthy. And yeah, you know what that offense is gonna try and do.
They're
So
kind of the same team, push the ball down the field, explosive offense, and play okay on defense.
yep. 9-3 for them.
Yeah, 3. Do they have an easier or tougher schedule? Like, because A&M's is like kind of easier.
They play. So they open up with Chattanooga, W. They have like a. They play at NC State, but it's in Charlotte.
It's kind of a weird game, isn't it? They don't have a really tough schedule, but they play both Bama and Georgia.
Yeah, like that's why I feel like 9-3 is like
Yeah, that thing, I like that.
think that's a solid.
Yeah, because you drop one of the other games and lose to Bama and Georgia, probably.
Let's get into one of the newcomers. Oklahoma joining the SEC coming over from the Big 12. I got so the thing about Oklahoma, 10-3 last year, 4 offensive stars returning, 7 on defense. Brett Venables back at it. Year two, Jackson Arnold at quarterback. We'll see if the hype's real about this kid.
Yeah, I don't think their offense will fare well in the SEC, but I like
I think they're
Venable's
gonna get,
defense.
yeah, I think they're gonna get bullied on the offensive line.
Yeah, I do not expect a strong season from Oklahoma.
I got them at 8-4 or 7-5.
Yeah, I think that's fair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They have like 7 games they can lose on that schedule.
Yeah. Ole Miss. Ole
I think
Miss.
this is the year they take it finally.
Don't think so.
You
I think it's
don't?
gonna be the same old like 11-2 Ole Miss team. They're gonna make the playoff.
But I think the defense will actually not be that bad this year.
The thing is, like, their defense wasn't like dog water last year. Like,
No.
you could see them making that progression, so that progression is probably going to come in again. But I still have them probably 11-2. They're gonna be in the playoff. I'll literally etch that in stone right now. Ole Miss will be in the playoff because Lane is literally good for 11-2.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean,
He's kind of like, they're kind of like
he's
Penn
good
State.
for. I have him at 9-3 as the floor. He's good for 10-2.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart, veteran quarterback. They go high tempo. They lost Junkins,
I don't
but
think Judkins hurts them as that bad.
yeah, it's not like a neck. It's not like, oh, they're gonna lose like 3 more games because they lost Junkins.
Yeah.
They just lost like an explosive running back. And running backs are replaceable.
Yeah, especially at Ole Miss.
Yeah. So I got them at 9-3 or 10-2.
Yeah, because they're gonna lose. They play both the big boys, right? Georgia and no, they don't play Bama. They could finish the season with only one loss, but I see them dropping at least another game.
Yeah, I think I have them losing at LSU
Okay.
and against Georgia. Those are my two losses I have for them. And
Yeah, 'cause
possibly.
Georgia's like the worst possible matchup for them.
Yeah. LSU, man, what an exciting team to watch last year. Just
Yeah.
because they could score 1 million points, but they could also let up 1 million points at the same time.
And we get them in what USC the first week. That's like the same exact team playing each other.
The defense has to step up, especially being the SEC. I mean, solid O line. I mean, obviously the receivers are going to take a step back. Quarterback play is going to take a step back, but I still think they're going to put up points.
Yeah.
I have them at 8-4.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Do you have them winning or losing USC?
I have them beating USC, I think. Yeah. Beating USC. What four games do I have?
Ole Miss, A&M, Bama,
Mate.
Florida, maybe. They could only lose three games, but I gonna pick USC that game.
Yeah. I mean, Garrett Neusmeier taking it over
Yeah.
for Jaden Daniels.
He didn't look bad against Wisconsin in that game.
Then they got a couple studs from the portal in the receiver position.
Yeah, the offense will be fine. It's just the defense.
Yeah. Let's get into Missouri. I got 9-3.
I have them in my SEC championship game.
Course you do. Talk to me about Mizzou.
I like how they have Brady Cook coming back. You know, they had a big season last year, and they have Luther Burden back, and their other receivers are back too. Like they have most of their weapons back except the running back Schrader.
I gotta
But
stop calling Brady Cook Connor Cook.
Connor Cook played for
State.
Michigan State.
Yeah.
But yeah, their defense wasn't bad last year. They lost a bit of them, but I think they'll still be good up front.
Yeah, I got them sitting at 9-3.
I think that's fair, but I think they can go 10-2. Look, if they don't play Georgia, Ole Miss.
I think I have them losing at Texas A&M, at Bama, and then shit, and
Texas A&M and Bama are their toughest games.
then possibly I gotta see how Oklahoma. I know I just shit on Oklahoma, but.
See, I can see them dropping those two, but say they win A&M. Say they win an A&M, and they're like 7-8-0 going into Bama.
Yeah. I mean, there
Like,
could
that's
be
a team
players.
everybody talking about, like Texas and Georgia, is like for sure going to be in there, but those guys play a gauntlet of a schedule. Like, Georgia plays a gauntlet of a schedule.
Yeah, but I think Georgia literally won the. I think it's like Georgia, and then even though Ohio State on paper can compete, I still think it's Georgia than everyone else.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, but I'm just saying they play a hell of a schedule. Like, even Texas. Like, I don't think it's like no for sure thing that they're going to be in the SEC championship game.
Yeah. I mean, I have Texas going 11-1.
See, that's where I'm buying low, I'm selling Oregon and Texas right now.
Yeah, so we'll go into Texas. I have Mizzou 9-3, possibly 10-2.
Possibly 11-1.
Possibly 11-1. Texas, they 12-2 last year. Six on the offense returning, eight on the defense returning. Got Quinn Ewers at quarterback. You got Arch Manning behind him. Can they dominate the trenches in the SEC like they did in the Big 12? Probably not.
No.
They got
Yeah.
Isaiah Bond speed. They lost CJ Baxter and camp. He's out for the season.
Yeah, that's a huge loss. He was going to be the next guy.
Yeah, so that's gonna affect the run game in my opinion. But I don't know how I
They have
know.
so much speed on the outside that
So,
Isaiah Bond and that Bolden from, if you
yeah.
remember, the smaller receiver from Oregon State last year.
Yeah. So I have Texas sitting at 11-1, losing to Michigan, and I actually haven't beaten Georgia.
Really?
Yep.
Is that at Georgia or Texas?
At Texas.
Okay. But see, like, I think they can lose, like, the last game at A&M. In the Red River rivalry, that's like,
That's always going to be a game.
that's a toss-up. No matter who's playing, how good the teams are.
11-1, the ceiling.
I think they could have two or three losses.
Yeah, they could end up 9-3. I
Yeah.
mean, just look at Sarkisian, man.
I just.
I think he won 5 games his first year.
Yeah.
Here, let's have a little debate. If NIL didn't come to be, you think Sark would have the same success at Texas?
No, they wouldn't have any of the players they have. They got them all through the portal.
It's just an interesting debate because his first year he won 5 games. Then I think he won eight. Is this his third year? Fourth year?
Is it? Is it? He wasn't. No. How long ago was he there for? I can't remember.
All I know is I think he won 5 games his first year. But
How long ago was Ellinger?
actually, Ellinger wasn't that long ago.
Was he? I can't remember at all.
Yeah, neither can I. All those Texas teams are pretty forgettable.
Yeah, because they're good, like they're hyped up, they look good on paper and never are good.
Yep. Georgia, I have a 11-1. I think Kirby Smart's won the probably. I think he's the best coach in college football right now.
Yeah, other than James Franklin.
Carson Beck at quarterback, ETN. It's just like the off-field shit that needs to stop, I think, at Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, Carson Beck coming back. They got ETN. They got that Delp. They're losing Brock Bowers, but probably have the next best tight end in the country. The defense will always be good. I think they could. I mean, they play such a tough schedule, so I'm not going to say 12 and 0,
I
but
think
they
they
could
definitely
be 12 and
drop.
0 easily, and I wouldn't think of anything.
Yeah. I think the ceiling's 12-0, and I think the floor is 11-1. I don't think they
Yeah.
lose more than there's not a chance that they lose more than one game in the regular season.
That week one versus Clemson is going to be an interesting matchup.
See, that is, I'm actually glad you brought that up because that is, I think that's a great week one matchup. But
It's
I,
great for Clemson to play them week one, I think.
yeah, but think Georgia will still remember they played week one 2 years ago. It was
DJ threw
DJ.
a pick six.
Yeah, and that was like the only touchdown of the game.
Yeah, it was like 13-6 or something.
Yeah. And then I
It's
think
in
Georgia.
Georgia, not at Georgia, but at Atlanta.
Yeah, little neutral site. Really not neutral though.
Yeah, they do that all the time with Georgia when
Yeah,
they
Georgia
whenever they
always gets
played
these.
Oregon.
Yeah, Georgia always gets these neutral sites that just happen to be in Atlanta. Alabama, I got at 9-3.
Really? I really like Alabama this year.
No,
And
I do too.
the Milroe's back. They got good wide receivers. DeBoer, I mean, his offense is good everywhere. The only
Yeah.
thing that's questioned is the secondary. Just because they lost Caleb Downs, Kool-Aid, Terry and Arnold. They lost basically everybody in their secondary.
Yeah, and Saban even said that at Media Day. He said Bama's got to figure out their secondary.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier on the Big Ten episode, some coaches just know how to win. Kalen DeBoer is one of them. I mean, the wide receiver play at Washington was out of the world, and that's probably going to transfer to Bama.
Yeah, because you can get the even better guys at Bama.
And then Ryan Williams is a true freshman, and I guarantee he has s impact this year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I got Bama at 9-3. I got them dropping Georgia. LSU going at Death Valley, possibly.
And maybe Tennessee
I got
or
them. I got them dropping three games possibly as their floor.
I think their ceiling could be losing one game, honestly.
They could easily be either 11-1 or 10-2.
Yeah, the game against Wisconsin's real interesting too.
Yeah.
Going into Madison, like that's
I just don't think Wisconsin can compete
with their speed.
with speed.
But it's so early, and I feel like Wisconsin's more like veteran, you know what I mean? Or more of a vet team. I don't know. I do think Milroe takes the next step, maybe a Heisman candidate.
Oh, I think Milroe's definitely taking a step forward this year, without a doubt.
Yeah. For you're going Heisman right now. I'm going Carson Beck though.
I said step forward. I didn't say
Yeah, no,
I
I'm saying like who would be your Heisman guy?
right at this moment.
Yeah.
Will
Dylan
Howard.
Gabriel.
Shit.
Gabriel's
Heisman.
a favorite, dude. I don't understand.
Well, he's not winning it. That's why he's the favorite. I'm gonna have to go Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado. Nah, I'm kidding. Dude, I honestly have no clue right now.
I just go Carson Beck just because I think they're gonna prove something this year
Yeah,
being left out.
Carson Beck's a safe bet. Caleb Downs isn't a bad one.
I mean, are they gonna let him like return kicks and shit?
Yeah.
That's gonna be electric until he gets hurt.
Yeah, don't say that, dude. Fucking, I'm dealing with the injury bug right now on the lines. Jahmyr Gibbs got injured today, leg injury.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so T and P's for Gibbs, and hopefully he's back for week one against the Rams. This is gonna be a long season without Gibbsy.
Back to Alabama. Well, he played for Alabama, so
Yeah,
it's.
so
Oh, he diagnosed with a hamstring strain.
is that did it come out hammy?
Yeah, Schefter
Dude, he had hammy problems last year too. He missed like two games. Well, dude, it came after the rushing yards. He got set at 805, and everyone's like, "Oh, this is free money. Like, hammer this,"
tweeted
and then gets injured at practice the next day.
But yeah, back to Bama.
Yeah, we kind of flew through this SEC.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we talked about everybody enough, so.
Yeah, I mean, Big Ten, we like
We really like gave
Big
you the
Ten.
overview of the roster.
Yeah, Big Ten was like an hour and a half, I think.
So, I mean, I think we both got Georgia
Yeah, I got Georgia winning the SEC. And
against.
see, look, that's the kicker. Just based off my record predictions, it'd be against Texas.
Yeah.
It'd be a rematch of them dropping the game at Texas in the SEC championship game, and then they beat Texas.
Beat the brakes off him.
Yep.
See, this is one of my future bets too. I have Missouri. I have Georgia winning, obviously, if I'm picking straight up.
Yeah.
But I have them beating Missouri, and that's one of my futures, Missouri to win the SEC. It's 23-1, I think, right now.
Just wait till we get into futures about the ACC. I've been hearing some things about Pitt, and I like what I'm hearing. They might go undefeated this year, dude. I'm not even kidding. Dude, just
We'll
wait.
see about that.
Just wait
I
till
don't even want to do the ACC preview
you. Just wait. Just wait till you see that Pitt offense, man.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to our SEC preview. Yeah, we kind of went ham on the Big Ten and left the SEC kind of hanging, but SEC is kind of cut and dry. I think the Big Ten's a little more.
It's a little more. I mean, they got a lot more gut, like teams that people don't really, a lot of coaching leaves and new
Yeah.
hires.
And I think with the SEC, it's pretty pat. That's Bama, Georgia, Texas, Missouri, Ole Miss.
LSU, and then
Well, LSU can't even stop the faucet from running, and they didn't realize all you gotta do is turn it off. They just let that shit run. So, thanks for listening. Catch you guys next time with the ACC and Big 12 breakdown. Peace.